This week it is Evanescence in Montreal for the K-Rock Road Trip USA destination number 4. You can win tickets to their show at the Forum on July 18th and get on the standby boarding list to see him again in Montreal. Your chance to win is coming up on K-Rock. It is the world famous K-Rock, 106.7 KROQ. Kevin Ryder in the afternoon. Coming up on today's show, we have animal stories. There's something called a screw worm that I don't want to have anything to do with. Iran is in Southern California for a World Cup game against New Zealand, I believe. But it's odd. They did move their training from the United States to Mexico, but they do have to fly in and play a game here. And it's odd since we're at war with Iran, unless they've signed some kind of partial deal. People Are Dumb is on the way. We have a day in K-Rock history. We have the 420 Catch of the Day, which is our new music feature. And in the 5 o'clock hour, AFI at the Observatory Festival Grounds on September 19th. And we will continue to give you tickets for Evanescence. K-Rock, hello.
Hey, what's up, Kevin?
What's happening?
Winning.
Get this week's stuff out of here.
This week, we are doing the K-Rock Road Trip USA destination number 4. It is Evanescence in Montreal. You can win tickets to see Evanescence at the Kia Forum on July 18th. And you're also on the standby boarding list. There's a shot to see him again in Montreal. Your chance to win is coming up in about a half hour on K-Rock. It's Kevin Ryder in the afternoon. Coming up next, a day in K-Rock history, 1996, Weenie Roast behind the scenes, and why we at K-Rock were booed mercilessly. Coming up next on K-Rock. Got your tickets for Evanescence in Montreal. It's K-Rock Road Trip USA destination number 4. Got a chance for you to win tickets to their show at the Kia Forum on July 18th, and then you qualify for that trip to see them in Toronto. We do a day in K-Rock history on our podcast, Three Fourths Human. It's me and Sluggo and Cat Corbett and ChatGPT that speaks, and we don't like much. You can listen to it anywhere you find podcasts, or you can watch the video at patreon.com, and that is commercial-free, the video. So 1996 Weenie Roast, a little behind-the-scenes action. Kiss was playing, Korn, No Doubt, and the Red Hot Chili Peppers. And at the time, Fugees had a hit with the song Killing Me Softly, their cover of that song. So we thought, well, this would be a cool thing to have a kind of a one-off where the Fugees come and play the Weenie Roast for us. That would be fun. But at those Weenie Roasts, you have so many bands, and we had a rotating stage so that while a band was playing on the back half of the stage, they could be tearing it apart and putting in the new band stuff. And if everything worked out perfectly, one band would end, they would turn the stage, another band would start playing. So you didn't have to sit there and wait forever.
Which is the worst.
The Fugees were scheduled for 25 minutes. They had 25 minutes. Everybody has to play kind of a shortened version of their set. And they were 30 minutes late.
By the way, that is probably the least amount Lauryn Hill has made anyone wait. It's usually 5 hours. 8 p.m. showtime, 1 a.m. really is the showtime for Lauryn Hill.
So we were like, they have 25 minutes, but we also have a cutoff time that at Irvine Meadows, we have to stop playing loud music. So we have to keep the schedule. And they were 30 minutes late for a 25-minute set. And they got there. There's something wrong with the turntable. And it was just dragging on forever. So then they started playing. And the only song that we really knew at that point was Killing Me Softly, their cover. And they come on and they start doing a song I've never heard of. And then they do another song I've never heard of. And I'm like, we're 45 minutes late. This is off. We have to literally stop and turn the stage.
Right.
So they start doing Killing Me Softly. And the stage just started turning.
Wow.
As they're turning, Killing Me Softly. Oh, and the crowd is boom, because this is the only song they know of the Fugees for the most part.
Right, so it's K-Rock's fault that the stage is turning.
Yes. Always.
Uno, two, tres,
boom. Three Fourths Human with
Kevin Cat
and Sluggo
and AI.
And you can hear the commercial-free, watch the commercial-free video at patreon.com. We've got tickets for you to see Evanescence at their show at the Kia Forum on July 18th. And you can get on standby boarding list to see him again in Montreal, Canada, coming up right after this song on K-Rock. K-Rock, hello, who's this?
Jim from Longdale.
Jim from Longdale, you're caller 20.
Hey, you rock. I love you guys. Thank you.
Thank you, man. You got tickets to see Evanescence at the Forum July 18th, and you're on the standby boarding list for a shot to see him again in Montreal.
Oh, heck yeah. Canada, here I come, suckers.
The World Cup, of course, is in town, and there's a game tonight between New Zealand and Iran. And Iran is a strange situation because of the war that's going on. It's a very bizarre situation they find themselves in.
The team arrived here in L.A. ready to play tomorrow.
So this report was yesterday. So they're playing, Iran is playing New Zealand at 6 p.m. tonight.
For Iran's national team, the World Cup comes with pressure on and off the field. The team moved its training camp to Mexico after the war broke out between Iran and the United States and has faced visa and travel challenges since.
But for the World Cup, they have to fly from Mexico to the United States to play at SoFi here in Los Angeles.
Still in a press conference Sunday, Iranian team leaders stressed unity, saying, "We want to unite everyone in the same way Iran has been unified for years."
I mean, I guess if you have an authoritarian government, it's unified out of necessity.
And we want to do that through football. But that doesn't ring true for these demonstrators. Outside SoFi Stadium Sunday, Iranian-American protesters say the team represents an oppressive regime that has killed tens of thousands of their own people.
Leaving the war aside, their government has killed a lot of their own people.
Many of them were athletes that were killed during the 2026 January uprising, in which hundreds of cities rose up inside Iran.
This could not be more complex. But I'm just the guy to break it down.
Iranian people, despite the World Cup is taking place, the regime in Iran is still in power, terrorizing people, executing political prisoners.
They're actually killing political prisoners, people who spoke out against the government.
They're urging FIFA to ban Iran from the tournament. Meanwhile, the team insists its focus is on soccer, saying, "We are not political people. Football is separate from politics."
I'm not exactly sure how they focus on football, soccer, at a time like this.
They're at this really strange kind of intersection between representing a government and representing the people.
And while the team didn't address the political oppression at home, they sent a message to the U.S. during their arrival. Players arriving in Mexico this week wore gold pins with the number 168, honoring the victims of a February strike on a children's school in southern Iran, an attack widely attributed to the United States.
And if you remember, FIFA actually banned South Africa in the 60s for decades for their apartheid. While Iranian Americans here demonstrating today say they want FIFA to do the same thing for Iran as long as they're under this regime. Demonstrators say they plan to be here when Iran takes on New Zealand.
Here's a professor from UCLA to clarify it.
See, what's up with the world today, man? Can you believe that?
And just as beef prices hit a new high, there's a new threat for the industry.
Yes, a parasitic fly known as the screw worm has been found in the U.S. for the first time in decades.
Excellent. Excellent. Animal news is coming up, animal stories. If I have to know it, so do you. See Evanescence in Montreal on K-Rock Road Trip USA, destination number 4. Keep listening for your chance to win tickets to their show here at the Kia Forum, July 18th. And then you'll get on the standby boarding list for a shot to see him again in Montreal from the world-famous K-Rock.
Get your greasy little face up next to the radio because it's time for America's favorite radio program, Animal Stories.
Time for Kevin Ryder's
Animal Stories! Let's talk about a fly called a screw worm.
And just as beef prices hit a new high, there's a new threat for the industry.
Yes, a parasitic fly known as the screw worm.
A fly called the screw worm. I don't love it.
Has been found in the U.S. for the first time in decades, posing a risk to the nation's cattle.
Nope, that's the wrong one. Sorry.
Concern among cattle farmers now that a case of new world screw worm has been detected in the U.S.
Do we have to call it screw worm?
The Agriculture Department confirming a calf in South Texas is infected with a parasitic fly, which can kill livestock if not treated.
How is it possible that a fly can kill a cow?
This pest does not cause any sort of a food safety issue. It is not a disease, but simply an insect that feeds on living tissues.
Come on, man!
The news comes just days after Secretary Rawlins dismissed a local lawmaker's warning that screwworm was detected in Mexico, just a mile from the U.S. border.
Right? It's in Mexico. It'll never come to the U.S.
The screwworms are very aggressive. They kind of hook themselves into live tissue, and it can be very, very destructive.
The words hook themselves in are words that I don't love.
A human case was confirmed in an international traveler last year. That person recovered.
Oh.
This is something that sounds very scary, but the threat to humans, especially people in the United States, is very, very low at this time. People who are at a higher risk are individuals who hang around livestock.
Do you mean like farmers or just like drifters that hang around livestock? Who hangs around livestock? Have a good day, honey. What are you doing today? Oh, I'm just going to hang out with the guys out by the cattle. Just after 4 o'clock, we have three things at 4, and then about a half hour from now, we have the 420 catch of the day coming up on the world-famous K-Rock. Megan Holliday comes into K-Rock at this time each day with three things at 4.
And I'm going to tell you about how a little third-grade girl got her dad out of a ticket.
Nice. It's Kevin Ryder in the afternoon with the 420 catch of the day, and Megan Holliday is here now with three things at 4.
K-Rock.
Number one, a dad jokingly said his daughter is destined for either Harvard or prison after she pulled off a surprisingly clever scheme during a traffic stop. He posted, "Got pulled over today with my daughter in the backseat and thought I was absolutely cooked. Before I could even pull over, this little third grader quietly grabs a Tupperware of soup from the backseat, dumps it all over the floorboard, and whispers to me, 'Tell the cop I threw up.' The cop walks up, takes one look inside the car, immediately backs up like he just entered a biohazard zone, hands me a warning and says, 'Hope she feels better.' My daughter sat there stone-faced the entire time like a criminal mastermind, currently taking her out for ice cream."
Wow, and I just what thought, a genius little kid.
Such a genius! And that's such a good hack, so there we go. Number two, the Mexicans and the Koreans partying together in Guadalajara right now is definitely the best World Cup content so far. Here is a little bit more on that.
Out of all the early World Cup content we've seen so far, the Mexican-Korean love affair is by far the best. Both teams won their opening round, and now they face each other in Guadalajara next Thursday. So we've got a week of these two countries in the same city partying their asses off. And while I really actually don't care about the soccer being played on the pitch, I think that the World Cup being this international melting pot is awesome for the world. We got the South Koreans passing around a bottle of tequila, and the Mexicans joined right in, being like, "Hey, wait a minute, that's our stuff." We got the Koreans waving the Mexican flag. We got the Mexicans flying the Korean colors. We got old men doing cake stands. We got people making out, falling in love. We got this Asian-Mexican fusion happening. We're going to have little Mexican babies running around after this. There's probably some Korean guys out there having tacos and tequila for the first time, hooking up with a girl who looks like Selma Hayek. It's the best thing that's ever happened to these people.
Oh, that made me so happy. And I truly love, like, all of these people from Europe who are coming to America and just loving it.
Agreed.
Yeah, it's a beautiful thing. And number three, meanwhile, police in Peru dressed up as official 2026 FIFA World Cup mascots, including Clutch the Bald Eagle representing the U.S. and Maple the Moose representing Canada, to carry out a drug raid in Lima. Investigators said the suspect was a massive soccer fan caught up in the World Cup fever, so officers used the costumes to approach the house without raising suspicions before smashing through the gate and making the arrest. Police say that they recovered cocaine and a firearm during the raid. Apparently, this isn't even the first time Peruvian cops have gone undercover in costumes. They have previously dressed up as superheroes and Santa Claus to bust suspects.
Wow.
I like how they do it in Peru.
I do too.
I'm Megan Holliday. That was three things at four on K Rock.
K Rock's 420.
Catch of the day.
A monster catch of the day.
This is a new artist called Linka Moya, a singer-songwriter from Lake Tahoe. This is how she was discovered. She was at Kelly Slater's surf camp where Eddie Vedder and Jack Johnson were also surfing. She picked up a guitar and just started playing some of her music, and Eddie Vedder loved it and put her on that year's festival. And she's also on this year's Ohana Festival 2026. Linka Moya is playing the same day as Eddie Vedder. Kings of Leon and Hozier also playing. This is a song called Men Are Dogs. It's not a typical K-Rock song, but give it a listen. I think you'll like it. It's Men Are Dogs, Linka Moya, and it's the 420 Catch of the Day. That is Men Are Dogs by Linka Moya. That is the 420 Catch of the Day. She is going to be playing the Ohana Festival 2026 along with this band, Kings of Leon, on K-Rock. It is K-Rock. It's Kevin and Megan.
See Evanescence at the Forum in July and get on the standby boarding list to see them in Montreal. It's coming up on K-Rock.
Well, 6.7 K-Rock is KROQ. It is Kevin Ryder and Megan Holiday. Yeah. Went to the gym this morning and there was a weirdo. It's the only way you could describe him. There's a strange dude and there's a big giant space where people are stretching.
Yeah.
Just, they're not working out hard, they're just stretching. And then there's other places in the gym to work out hard. And this guy was doing full-on burpees. Would drop to the floor, do a push-up, jump back up, drop to the floor. And I was like, what are you, the rest of us are stretching. What are you doing?
He's getting sweat everywhere,
yes.
You know?
Ugh. Just like, how come, why? What's up with that guy? Why does that guy exist?
I know. I remember being at the gym one time and there was a guy that was clearly on like a lot of speed, like a lot of drugs.
Right.
And he was, the way he was like pumping the machine, he was going for it. And sweat was like pouring out everywhere. And everybody, we're all, just looking over and hoping that the gym is going to get this guy out. But he was all over that place. And he was so weird.
Was he making noise?
Yes,
of course.
He was like, he was like grunting. And oh my God. And
that's
me and my
to show
friend were
everybody
just like,
how hard he's working out.
Oh my God. It was a lot to handle.
All right. So that is our topic today is weirdos at the gym, especially if you're the weirdo. Extra points.
Yes, please. Tell on yourself.
Tell on yourself.
Yeah.
Weirdos at the gym.
800-520-1067 and the best call or text. We got your tickets to see AFI at the Observatory Festival Grounds on September 19th.
All right, weirdos at the gym. 800-520-1067. We are taking your calls and texts at 800-520-1067 about weirdos at the gym.
323 said, I saw a guy recently who had taken his shoes off before going on the treadmill. You could see his socks were soaked with sweat, so it was getting all over the machines.
Oh,
it stank, and he just left his shoes in the middle of the floor where anyone could trip over them.
We are taking your calls and texts about weirdos at the gym.
714 said, some guy came in dressed in his gym clothes, walked around with a steel bowl full of chicken and mayo, ate it, and then left. So I guess you could say technically he went to the gym.
Did I go to the gym?
You know?
Yes, I did.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Wow.
I don't know why people that go to the gym can't be normal, but our topic is weirdos at the gym. The number's 800-520-1067.
And for the best call or text, we're going to send you to see AFI at the Observatory Festival Grounds on September 19th.
K-Rock, hello.
Hey, weirdos at the gym, huh?
Yep. What do you got?
So I was working out at the YMCA here in San Francisco, and a gentleman was walking around in the changing room with nothing on but a ring around his private parts.
Really?
What?
That dude was walking around with a ring?
Yes, sir.
What?
Wow.
That is crazy. I wasn't expecting that level of crazy.
Me neither.
K-Rock, hello.
Okay, I went to the gym. I walked up to the outside of the building to the window, and I knocked on the window, and I held up one finger for like one more, dude. One more. So I did one more. And then I walked away, shower time, man.
All right, wait. Hold on. So you were not inside the gym.
Yeah, I just knocked on the window on the outside.
You saw a guy working out, and you knocked on the window to get his attention. You told him to do one more rep?
Yep.
Yeah, that's full-on crazy.
And then I said, okay, I'm done. Shower time.
So then you went into the gym to go take a shower, and you weren't working out?
No. After he did one more rep, I said, shower time. So I went back to my car, went home, took a shower. And I didn't even break a sweat.
Well, you're magical.
Yeah, you're the weirdo in this one.
Yep.
You're the weirdo.
K-Rock, hello.
Okay, so this dude
he wore the smallest tank top possible.
Right.
And he would always be lifting weights. And whenever he was done with a repetition, he would drop the weight. So it would cause a major earthquake on the floor.
Oh, just like boom!
It was the biggest douchebag thing in the world to get attention. And it was a two-story gym, so you could even hear him doing it from the first floor.
Oh, man. Would he make noises?
Did he grunt?
Yes, absolutely. Yep.
Nothing better than a grunting man
and
in a gym.
He wore this. He was 100% an attention hoe.
Yeah. Attention. I need attention, of course. Weirdos at the gym is the topic. 800-520-1067 is the number. Hey, Rock, hello.
I got a guy who'd go in every morning and he'd shave his entire body.
Oh.
Every day.
How much hair does this guy have?
Well, at that point, none. That's what blew my mind. It's like, dude, it doesn't grow that fast.
Wow.
He'd shave his toes.
What?
Oh, wow.
His toes, his arms, his legs, his junk, everything.
Gross. People are weird at the gym. That's what we're taking your phone calls on at K-Rock, 800-520-1067.
626 said, I watched a woman try to bench 150 and she got pinned, so I lifted it off. Then she went off on me for ruining her lift, so I say I'm sorry. Then she does it again and yells at me for not helping her when she was pinned. I told her, I'm sorry, but you do that again and you're on your own. I don't know what people are doing.
We've been talking about weirdos at the gym, and unfortunately, there's a lot of them.
There's too many.
800-520-1067. K-Rock, hello.
Yes, hi. This is Mary.
Hi, Mary.
I used to work at a big-name gym. I just stopped working about last month.
Okay.
And this couple in their 60s came in about 15 minutes before closing, and I told them, hey, we're going to close, blah, blah, blah. They were fine. And I started making my rounds to make sure that everyone was done with their sets and putting weights away. I go to the pool area, and I find these two going at it in the jacuzzi.
Oh!
He's like, that's all I need. 15 minutes is all I need.
Oh, my gosh, yes. So I told them to stop doing that. She proceeded to get out and apologize, put on her bottoms. The guy just walked out like he had no shame.
He was horny.
Yeah, that's safe to say.
Do not use the jacuzzis. We have found nasty things in the jacuzzis at the gym.
Ooh,
yeah.
That's a good tip.
I can imagine.
Wow.
K-Rock, hello.
Oh, there was a weird lady that would hang out naked in the locker room and, like, talk to everybody.
Oh, no.
For how long?
Hours. She'd be there when you came into the locker room and she'd be there when you left.
Was she just lonely or was she horny or what was happening?
I think she was just lonely because it wasn't like she was looking at you. Sometimes she'd be in her underwear, but she would always be there.
Did you ask her why she was doing that?
I never found out why, but she knew people there and she would talk to them.
Huh.
I was like, okay, some people just like to hang out at the gym.
Huh. Wow. Naked. She was like the naked dressing room mascot at the gym. Nice.
Yeah.
She could put that on the brochure.
It was not on the brochure.
Oh, no, it was not. Okay. K-Rock, hello.
Hi.
Hi, weirdos at the gym.
Okay, so my kids wanted me to call us in. So we were at the gym last time. We bumped into a neighbor. My kids are friends with his kids.
Okay.
We say hi. He starts working out, and it's not even grunting. It's like moaning, loud moaning. Every time he's picking up like 20-pound weight.
Okay, right. Can you do an example of what the grunt sound like?
It was like, ah! Every time.
That must have been uncomfortable.
Yes, highly uncomfortable because my kids are 11 and 12. We were like trying not to crack up.
Fantastic.
And you'll never look at him the same way again.
Nope.
No, never. At least we won't work out around him anymore.
No, of course. All right.
Okay.
I mean,
that's unbeatable.
I mean, we have to give the tickets to her, right?
We 100% do. So that's Lorena.
Lorena, hi.
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 No, I won.
Yes, you won.
Oh, my goodness.
Do you know why you won?
My kids are in the car. They're laughing and they're happy.
Do you know why you won?
weird.
I thought it would be begging to call in, and I said, that's not a weird enough story. And they're like, no, call.
No, it was the moaning that you all,
yes,
you all three got in on the moaning, yes, and that made us laugh.
Oh, good. So didn't even hesitate.
Both traumatic and funny.
Well, you just won tickets to see AFI at the Observatory Festival grounds on September 19th. Oh, I think we lost her.
Oh, we did.
All right.
Yep, we'll have to call her
back.
Yeah,
we'll call her back.
Thank you for calling, everyone. One more chance today to qualify to see Evanescence in Montreal on K-Rock Road Trip USA, destination number 4.
And also score tickets to see Evanescence at the Forum July 18th, and it's coming up at 6 o'clock on the world-famous K-Rock.